Welcome to the English Radio Show, brought to you by English, the language of champions.
Hello everybody, I'm Ashley, and you're now listening to Capital MV Radio. We are now going to talk about a big piece of news, so keep listening. You've probably heard of it a few times during this week. Indeed, we're going to talk about the mission to Mars. Yeah, this is a huge thing. So, we're now going to receive the guest of the day. Please welcome the current administrator of NASA, the one and only Charles Bolden. Hello, Charles.
Hello, Ashley.
So, for people who don't really know what NASA is, can you explain to us, Charles?
Sure. Well, first you need to know that NASA stands for National Aeronautics and Space Administration. NASA does a lot of different things. We make satellites that help scientists learn more about Earth, also sends probes out into space, and NASA scientists study things in the solar system and even farther away.
Okay, and we have heard about a new project, a new program that will send humans to explore Mars. Is it true or is it just a rumor? Let's confirm this to everyone.
It's not just a rumor, this is a real project. We have been working for a long, long time, and now, here we are.
This is unbelievable, and it's really happening. Can you tell us more about this program, Charles?
Yes, we have been wanting to explore Mars for a long time, and we are actually going to send 7 carefully selected astronauts on Mars.
But why Mars and not Jupiter or another planet?
It's because Mars is the nearest planet from here.
And are you sure there are no risks by sending people on this planet?
Oh well, everybody knows that it's impossible to have no risks at all. But we are too curious to discover this planet and what's on it. So we have all the information that we needed to know to explore this wonderful planet.
But how long have you been working on this project?
Let me think about it. It's been 10 years now.
And you kept it as a secret during all this time. Good job.
Yes, we couldn't talk about it before being operational and until we know that it was not just an illusion.
Honestly, I think this is a crazy but amazing project. We all wonder what's going on this planet, and we are going to have all the answers thanks to you. This is awesome. But one of the questions that has come up the most on the site of our radio. Because, yeah, everybody, don't forget that you can send all the questions that you want to ask to Charles. So, the question is, how are the astronauts going to survive on Mars? Because you don't really know how life is on it.
That's true, we don't really know how life is on Mars, but this is why we're going to explore it. Indeed, we know that Mars is small, so there is not much gravity. For this reason, much of the atmosphere of Mars has drifted away. With little atmosphere and no ozone layer, there is less protection from the ultraviolet radiation of the sun, which is very harmful to life. Therefore, we created suits for the astronaut able to resist the radiation of the sun and everything else.
I guess this project costs a lot, doesn't it?
Ah, yes, but I can't tell you how much it costs because it's confidential for the moment.
Oh, come on, but it must be around $2 or $3 billion, right?
Nice try, but maybe, I don't know.
Okay, but I have a question. Why invest this much in this project, whereas on Earth there are people who are still dying of hunger every day?
You know, there are a lot of problems on Earth, but we can't resolve all of them. It's like global warming.
Excuse me, but do you mean that global warming is not important?
No, I'm not saying that it's not important, but our job consists to discover new frontiers and advance science. That's why we spend a whole bunch of money on this kind of project. Mm-hmm. As you know, everyone has a different point of view about this.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for your time, Charles. It was an honor to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
You were on Capital MV Radio.